I have a suspicion. You like it when I punish you. Don't you, Pet? Ah, you know how I know. I know. Because every time you make a tiny potential transgression, any small infraction, slight disobedience, the first words that come out of your mouth are, "What is your punishment for me, Miss Wendy?" Or, "I'll humbly accept any punishment, Miss Wendy." You like it so much that you ask for it. You want it, crave it, maybe even feel that you need it. I know that you want to be honest with me, and I appreciate it, I really do. And I know that you'd rather be safe than sorry. But trying and not succeeding is not disobedience. You know that the only way to disobey me is to deliberately disobey. It's not when you try. But trying and not succeeding is not disobedience. You know that the only way to disobey me is to deliberately do so. When you submit and you melt for me and then you don't follow through with your submission, when you deliberately fail, when you're a brat, then you are disobedient. But this is a submission training series after all, isn't it? I want you to be a good boy, but I can't expect you to be a perfect good boy. One who never strokes too many times or comes 1 second before he's supposed to. But I can expect you to strive, to try to be that perfect good boy for me. And you do strive to be better, don't you? To be the best good boy you can be for me. I am so grateful for that. And yet, you still want to be punished, don't you? You expect me to tell you how many days you will be denied. But I know you love denying yourself for me. You expect me to tell you how many times you have to etch yourself. But I know you love etching for me. You expect me to tell you how many times to ruin your orgasm. But I know that you love ruining your orgasm for me. Maybe you expect me to tell you to eat your load. Same rules apply. I know that you love all the typical punishments I might give you. You're such a needy, slutty, amazing, wonderful, adorable boy. I could give you whatever. Spankings, chastity, me controlling your vibrating anal toy, whatever it would be. I know you love it because it comes from me. So this, today, is not really a punishment. This is going to be more of my control, which you want anyway. You can get it, don't you? But it's disguised as a punishment for fun. I know how to punish you in a way that you might not expect, perhaps might not even enjoy. But we're going to try it anyway. You know, since you've been begging for it. That's what you'll get. Naughty, naughty pet. Today, Today is going to be a day full of collecting edges for you. But you will not be itching to me. You are not permitted to listen to my voice for the rest of the day. For 24 hours after this audio ends, you must not listen to me again. Enjoy it while it lasts. At the end of today, you must watch or listen to other femdom joys. Anybody else you want. No judgment. I'm not going to tell you who to listen to. That is for you to determine. As you listen, you must follow every single one of their instructions, unless they tell you to come. You will stroke when they tell you to. You will edge when they tell you to. But you will not come if they tell you to. You are not allowed to come. Only I can tell you when to come. Isn't that right, pet? If they tell you to come, you will get right to the edge, and then you will stop. In your mind, I want you to think, Miss Wendy told me I can't. And then I want you to say out loud, as you reach that edge and you deny yourself, say thank you, Miss Wendy, out loud. Even if it's just a whisper. I want you to come only when I tell you to. I know you love it that way. And I love it that way. So let's just keep it that way, shall we? Maybe I should have you come to someone else. Allow you to feel how wrong it feels. Having an orgasm but not hearing me say, come for me. Come right now, pet. Oh, yes. Just like that. No. No coming for you today. Only edging. I bet you're wondering how many times I want you to edge. For fun, let's make that up to you as well. I'm not going to give you a number. Every time you complete an adult task, you have to edge yourself once. And by adult task, I mean anything that you do that is taking care of yourself. If you make and eat a meal, one edge. If you work out, edge. If you take a shower, edge. If you do a chore, edge. Pay a bill, edge. Anything like that. I mean, I do want my boy to take care of himself while I'm away. Not only when I'm around and rewarding him. Fuck. So today, throughout the day, I want you to keep a tally of how many edges you have to do. And at the end of the day, when you're about to go to sleep, add one more to your edging tally for going to sleep at a reasonable time, because you will. And then you must edge that many times. Listening to somebody else, denying yourself, and saying thank you, like a good boy. Now I know, I know I'm going to be in your mind all day anyway. I know you will be longing for me. Every time you add an edge to that tally, you'll think of me. My voice, and how you're not allowed to listen. And then when it comes time for your edging session, I'll be on your mind as well. won't I? Whatever you are itching to, whatever instructions I give, I'll be there in the background, reminding you not to come because I'm in your head. But I won't be here for you today to obey. Mm-mm. To guide you, to help you, to make you feel better. Even though you might desperately want it. So, enjoy your day without me. Enjoy not having my voice in your ear telling you what to do. Enjoy not having my instructions to obey. And by the end of the day, you'll wish you'd never begged to be punished, won't you?